I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And joining us today, we have Javier Trejo and Los Barrio Boys. And Javier has been here before as part of New Primitives, you said, right, Javier?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Well, welcome back to our studio. Now you're fronting your own thing here. We'll find out more about that, and here's some tunes. And you guys are from the cities, right, Twin Cities?
Some of us are from Minneapolis, Twin Cities, Tanner's from Idaho.
Why don't you quick introduce the band, and then we'll do a tune.
Introduce. This is Tanner Brown.
Tanner Brown play bass.
Michael Johnson drums.
C. Harris percussion.
All right. Well, what do you want to start out with here?
We're going to start off with the original tune called Buscando la Gente.
Buscando la gente, como no,
Oh, yeah. Órale.
That is Javier Trejo and Los Barrio Boys, live from Studio A. Nice. Nice groove on that one.
Our first official, just so you know, KUMD listeners, this is why you need to support local radio, is because this is our first, I mean, we have a house gig at home in Minneapolis every Tuesday at the Terminal, but this is our first official out and about gig as Javier Trejo and Los Barrio Boys. So this is very, very exciting. This is a first.
Wow. I'm pleased to be able to do that. That's great.
It's pretty good. It's pretty exciting. I realized that on the way driving up here. I was like, wow, this is like our first like non-terminal show. So it's really fun.
Now, Javier, you grew up in St. Paul, right? But
I grew up, yeah.
You were born in Mexico, right?
Born in Mexico, Coahuila, Mexico. And I grew up in, on the west side, St. Paul, which is kind of like Little Mexico over there, too.
So. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. So did you have music around the house when you were growing up?
I am the first black sheep as far as music goes.
Okay.
In the family. But music was always around, for sure. I mean, as part, just with my culture and everything, I mean, music, my grandma always had, that's one of the taglines when people say, like, what do you guys sound like? And I'm always like, well, it's rock and roll on the radio, but tortillas on the table. So, because, I mean, that was, like, my home life. Like, my mom listened to, like, 60s country western. My dad listened to, like, my dad's from Mexico, too. Come from a, you know, a multicultural family. So it's like, my dad listened to like Crosby, Stills and Nash and Santana and Creedence Clearwater Revival. But then at any given time, you would hear mariachi music as well, you know. And then if I were at my grandma's house on my mom's side, it was nothing but Mexican music at all, you know. And then everybody in the band has tons of influences. I mean, Chico's play with some world-class musicians. And so this is kind of like one of the first things we ever did as a band together was we went out to the local Mexican restaurant and we had food. And we ate tacos and Mexican pops and had like sweet bread. And it was really cool because I think that that's a big part of this kind of music and this kind of culture, is what we're trying to do is bring cultures together, you know, and take all of our influences and mash them into one big thing, you know.
Have you had the opportunity to go to Mexico and spend much time there, or is your...
I'm going there on Sunday.
Are you? But I'm wondering if you, you know, because sometimes, you know, the generation that's the first generation here, maybe all of that culture comes to them from here, you know what I mean? As opposed from directly
exactly.
from the source.
I mean, when you look at the Tex-Mex, you know, I mean, you look at like 1930s, 1940s Mexico, they were able to get German radio stations. And that's, so a lot of that stuff is influenced from the German side of the world and the polka and that sort of thing, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, and the guitar in and of itself is Spanish, and so that's European, and it's, there's just, you know, Mexico is a melting pot as well, just as the United States is, but...
Well, and it's just a part of what you do. You've played in a lot of different bands down in the Twin Cities, a lot of different styles. You were in the New Primitives, and you guys were nominated for Reggae Awards and Minnesota
for
Music
sure.
Awards.
And then, like, up until, like, almost December, Tanner and Michael and I, we were doing, I mean, country. Like, straight up, country. And that's from my mom's side of the music, though. I grew up with country music, so my mom, I mean, I know country songs that I shouldn't even be old enough to know, but I know them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
tell me a little bit about when did you first start playing guitar? Because that's, you know, something that you're known for is your guitar playing, right?
I guess I started playing guitar at 12, 13. Right around there. I got my first guitar when I was 12, I think.
And do you remember the songs that you were trying to learn when you first started?
Oh, it was for sure Santana.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Santana and, you know, of course, like Led Zeppelin. And then the intro to Sweet Child of Mine, like, was really hard for a long, long time. I specifically remember that, like, all the time. But then, like, after, you know, Santana, if you ever listen to the Abraxas record, well, listen to it. It's the one that has, like, Oye Como Va and Black Magic Woman on it. But that, the beginning of that record is this song called Singing Winds, Crying Beasts. And it was the first time that I had ever heard anything that was, didn't have lyrics, first of all. And it had this percussion sort of, it, well, the bass was doing a tumbao, and there was a, and this, and the percussion was kicking, and there was clave, and I was like, that music just called to me, you know what I mean? And so from there, I mean, I got into the Grateful Dead for a long time, and then because of the Grateful Dead, I was obviously into Mickey Hart, and Mickey Hart turned me on to so many of the world musicians that I still listen to. Flora Pruim and Ayerto and Zakir Hussain and Babatunde and all that stuff. And then just even in the last year, I mean, I've totally just, like, Michael just turned me on to Exuma, which is this guy from the Bahamas, right? And I mean, that right now is just blowing my mind. Like, it's like, there's just music, I don't know, music is just, it's pretty rad.
When it sounds like you've really been drawn to the rhythmic stuff.
Rhythmic, so yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. And I mean, but it all has a rhythm. To me, I mean, even like the country music that Tanner and I play on a weekly basis, I mean, you have the... but then you have the... And then you have the one with the kick drum. And I mean, you know, it's all there. It's just in different forms,
right,
you know?
Right. For sure. So most recently, this is your most recent project, right?
This is the deal. This mm-hmm. is the new snap. I mean, honestly, I've been stuck in the cover game for a long time. You know, we got to make money. We're all professional musicians and we got to do this thing. But in the last year, I asked my higher power. I was like, man, I need a band. I really got to just, I felt like I was like, just like I was dying inside or something, you know? And I was like, I really want a band. I really want to do something other than just whatever, these little gigs, you know? And then I met, Michael and I have been playing together for about 2 years now, you know? So Michael and I have been working together for a while, and Michael plays with lots of cats, and Chastity Brown, she's been here before.
Yeah, yeah.
He plays with her, so him and I have kind of always been jamming together and playing in different thing or another. And then last year at a photo shoot, I met Tanner, who moved here from Idaho, and I was like, you know, I called him for a couple of gigs and we hit it off, and next thing you know, I was like, dude, let's just do it, you know? And he came here to play music in Minneapolis, and so it's good, you know?
And you said you've been doing a residency at the Terminal, right?
At the Terminal.
And how long has that been going on then?
Well, I don't know, with this, probably a couple months, you know? Okay. And then, but before that, I mean, I was doing it with like a country band for a while. And that probably only started in November. So not that long, but ever since we started doing this, there's people showing up, and it's a good time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a nice little live rehearsal for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
We practice on Tuesdays, so then we figure out what we want to do and what we want to accomplish for that night, and then we go and play it, and it's still fresh in our heads, and it's still like, oh, you know, like, so.
Okay. Let's hear another song. What do you want to do next?
Well, we'll do another side of it, I guess, which is, that was kind of our world side, and this is more of our bluesy, funky side and our thinking side. This is called Shiver a Mom.
Woke up this morning, I was sick with blues, my head spinning like
It is Javier Trejo and Los Barrio Boys live from Studio A. And is that's another original,
yeah.
Javier?
Yeah.
Have you been writing songs for a long time?
For a long time, yep. Sometimes you go through droughts,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes they just come, like, you know, it's, I don't know, I think all of us are always kind of writing, like, we're just, I'm not working on anything currently, but I probably am, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Yeah, and you don't know, and someday it's
yeah,
just going to come
just
out, and
you're, just go, oh, you know, so.
Okay, and you said you've been, you know, you've spent a lot of time in original bands, but you've been doing cover stuff for a while, but you've released, like, a solo album before, right?
Yep.
That was a while back. Are you,
Well, once we get everything really ready to go, I'd like to go in and get this group, like, and put something out soon,
mm-hmm. you know? And since you've been, you know, you said you've been doing the covers thing for a little while, and did you kind of have material that was coming out then, and you needed a place to get it out there? Or?
I've always, I write songs, and there's always a place. I mean, the thing about doing the cover thing is that, yes, you can go and do whatever you want to do, but that's not what they're asking you to do. So I'm trying to fulfill a position when I do that job. It's like I'm a professional as well. You know, it's their Friday night. It's not my Friday night. It's my Monday night, you know, and they go out there to have a good time and they want to hear the popular songs of yesterday and today. And so we know those songs. So it's not a big deal to play them, you know, and I don't really like to. I mean, if somebody comes up to me during one of those shows and says, hey, let me hear what you got. I love that when they do that. But if the establishment is paying me and if they want me to do a certain thing and do a certain job, that's what I do. And I take pride in that. I do a good job and I have a good time. And I don't play anything I totally hate, you know. So that's...
No Mustang Sally?
Oh. I will do Mustang Sally in a ska one drop. See, that's the other whole thing is that if we do songs, we like to definitely mess with the arrangement.
So add your own twist to it.
Oh, we always. Mm-hmm. When Tanner and I do a duo thing, it's like I play a kick drum on one foot, guitar, harmonica, and sing. And then you can't see it now, but Tanner has his upright bass. So he gets the slap thing going on. And it's, I mean, for two people, we're like the gruesome doosome. Like, we definitely are like, it sounds full for two of us. And we just have fun, you know, like, we just have fun. And, mm-hmm. you know, everybody in this group is really, really, really talented, and I mean, Chico could talk for days about people that he's played with, and so it's.
And I didn't give him a microphone, so I'm missing out. I guess
I can turn the mic over.
No, that's okay. it's your project, so you get the spotlight on this one.
Oh.
You get the spotlight on this one, Javier. But it must have been nice when you started this band to have a place to put those songs, you know, that you maybe had in the background.
Right, for sure. Yeah, definitely. I mean, and every artist is constantly redefining what their idea of success is for themselves, you know, like, man, and if you go into too much networking or too much looking at, you know, you start to go, man, this dude has a better gig than me here. This dude's got, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I don't know about other people, but I tend to, like, if I go into the old crack book or whatever, you know what I mean, and I start looking around too much, I'm like, wow, this guy has way better gigs than me. Or this guy gets to play more originals than me. And it always seems that way. You know, I think that's what Facebook and all that is for. It's just to put your best foot forward. But it's not... Everybody struggles and everybody has to do sometimes things that, quite frankly, keep the lights on and keep the roof over your head, you know? And so, for me, this... I mean, and I was literally, like, I did... I think I grinded last year. Last year, I played 237 shows.
Wow.
And so it was like, and I can probably count on two hands the number of them that were original, you know, like all original stuff, you know. So I was praying, man. Like, I was like, I knew I had my lights on and I had food in my belly and my kids had what they needed and all that kind of stuff, but I was definitely like, man, I need an outlet. I need to do this, you know? And I just asked. I looked up at the sky and I said, send me, I need people. I need something to do. I need this. Because everybody says, I mean, even though my name is on it or whatever, it's like, nobody does it alone, you know. Nobody does anything by themselves. And there's always help, you know. There's always, you know, for you, even like your assistant. Well, they had to go back to class, but still, nobody does it alone. Nobody does it alone. And so, and I think music is a community thing. I mean, I'm fine sitting at home playing by myself. I will still play if there's nobody there. I will always be a musician and I'll always play. But if there's people there and there's people to share with and people to make music with, that's even more. That's like, you know, it's more fun.
And it seems like you found a pretty good batch
of
people.
Yeah, we have fun. Definitely we have a lot of fun.
Well, and also there's always that problem with the band where, you know, when there are good musicians, they're in demand, and so they've got their own projects. But it sounds like you guys have a regular, you're kind of locked down to your regular thing.
I've managed to keep Tanner busy on both sides. Michael has other stuff that he's working on. Chico has got tons of projects that he's in. I mean, if he's not with me, I know he's not sitting at home. You know what I mean? So the thing is, but I think, and I mean, I'm just speaking for myself, is like right now, this right now is giving, I'm giving my attention and my focus to this. Like if I got a gig that shows up for this group tomorrow, I don't feel bad at all not taking a cover gig, you know, or, you know, some cash. I don't feel bad taking less cash or whatever, because this is what I want to do. I don't want to die. I can't remember who said it, but somebody said, just don't die with your music in you, you know? And I was like, that's the goal. You know, we've all been in tons of bands. I mean, well, Tanner's too young to have been in. Tanner's probably been in more bands than all of us, and he's only 24. But that's what happens when you're a good player, you know? So it's just like, but the thing is like, for me and Michael and Chico, it's like, we were all doing a lot of stuff, but we weren't doing, any of us weren't doing any one thing that we really, really, really dug, you know? And so that's kind of, I mean, especially at our age too, you know? Like, I mean, I'm 37. I want to do something that I can be proud of and like, you know? Throw it into it. So,
and it sounds like you're working on it. So that's great.
Doing it.
That's great.
We're trying.
It's always always wonderful to see somebody get the opportunity to do that.
You know? Right, for sure.
Well, we have time for one more tune.
Nice.
And I also want to mention you've got your acoustic right now, but I have a feeling you probably play other guitars on stage.
We'll be electric tonight, and I don't know, maybe we'll bring it to the floor for acoustic set or whatever. You know what I mean?
It sounds great. I'm just speculating that you probably pull out the electric maybe for that
noise.
Gig.
And and I think Chico plays more than just bongos.
Okay.
It's going to be a full production tonight, so it'll be really
So this
fun.
Is a little bit stripped down, but this you're going to hear something else. All right. Let's hear one more from Javier Trejo and his band. What do you want to finish with?
This is Orange Sunshine. One, two. Uno, dos, tres. Well, at 5 o'clock the sun went down, and the people were spinning round, and it came in and beat on the air. From back to my mind is drained, see my temperature is one away, and I don't mean that I'm gonna get no cleaner. Here comes that sunshine round us. My friend is staring at the wall, see the burning grass out in the hall, and I don't know what is really wrong. So my curtains is melting everywhere, see my favorite thought, no care, and I don't know that I will get no cleaner. Here comes that sunshine round it.
I'll get to tonight. Just don't keep out the line. Don't think I'll get to tonight. Just don't keep out the line. Don't think I'll get sleep tonight. Shut the door, keep out the light. I said I don't think I'll get sleep today. Shut the door, keep out the light. I said I don't think I'll get sleep tonight. Shut the door, keep out the light. I said I don't think I'll get sleep tonight. Shut the door, keep out the light. I said I don't think I'll get sleep tonight. 5 o'clock, the sun went down. I said the demon wound was spinning round, and I came in here from the other side. I'm a gunning mountain everywhere. I said my parents got no. Here comes that sunshine round again. Yeah, here comes that sun, here comes that sun, here comes that sun, here comes that sun down now. Here comes that sun, here comes that sun, here comes that sun down now. Here comes that sun, here comes that sun, here comes that sun down now. Here comes that sun, here comes that sun, here comes that sun down now. Here comes that sunshine.
Javier Trejo and Los Barrio Boys. And I'm going to guess that you get people dancing at your shows.
I'm going to guess.
Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure to meet you and have you in the studio. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Justin Bergman, and funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, with additional support provided by The Playlist, Thursday nights at 9 on PBS North on WDSE WRPT. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.